Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, May 9th. Grains looked to open up mixture this morning. July corn down 7¾ cents overnight at 777. July wheat up 9 cents, 1117 and a half. That was 17 cents off the highs. July beans down 17 cents at 1605. We didn't see any export sales today. For the week, you know, we've been waiting for the Chinese to come back from that holiday. We expected them to buy something Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday. Nothing there, nothing Sunday night, nothing tonight, today. So that's a little bit discouraging for the market. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. I would think, you know, corn would be okay. I think wheat's going to be light. I think beans will be on the light side. But probably the biggest factor this week, two things, will be the crop progress reports tonight. They should show some improvements out here, planting, you know, moving ahead just a little bit. But the reason we're down so much overnight in the corn and beans is obviously we've got great weather forecast for this week. 75 to 90 degree temps in much of the Midwest, very little rain anywhere. So farmers are going to be going absolute gangbusters out here. And as we know, we can get 40% probably or more planted in a week out here. And whatever the number is today in the crop progress report, I think you can add 40% onto it for next week's numbers. We've got supply and demand on Thursday. That's going to be the other big factor. This should take into account the lower corn acres and the higher bean acres. It'll be interesting to see what they do with demand out here. I just don't know if it's going to be as bullish as everybody thinks it's going to be. But we'll start getting some estimates of that probably in the next day or so. COVID seems to be, you know, a challenge around the world. China is still having serious problems. The U.S., it's growing here significantly. I talked to my family physician on Friday. He said people were just, you know, in his office pretty much like they'd been during the major COVID days. And he's actually running out of supplies, which I'm guessing means gloves, masks, testing kits and the rest of it. So, you know, it's back, but it certainly doesn't seem like it's back with the kind of vengeance that we had in the first two rounds of this. It seems, and, you know, I'm no expert and I don't know this for a fact, but it seems like this variant is less deadly than what we've seen in the past out here. So that's a bit of a positive. I think it's just something we're going to wind up having to get used to living with. We're going to get boosters for it every year. And I, you know, hopefully life will go on. Crude oil is down $2.59 a barrel. You know, we've got up to $110 on Friday. I paid in Chicago $5.35 a gallon for gas. I filled up the car 16 gallons. It took it $91.77. I have never paid anywhere near that for gas in my life. So I think we're going to start seeing demand back off a little bit here. That wouldn't surprise me. And you know, I think crude oil can move lower. With the good weather, I think the grains can move lower unless there's some major weather event that's not out there for the moment. Bitcoin's down $3,200 a coin. So with everything except the wheat, which is still dry in the Southwest, it looks like it's a little bit of a risk-off day. And, you know, the funds are still long an awful lot of corn and beans. So I think that's something you've got to be cognizant of as well. If they want out, we can certainly move lower out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.